Your yoke is easy. You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome to Victory is Assured. Man, we've been having a good time in the Word, haven't we? We've been talking about how much God loves you. The overall subject is knowing and believing the love that God has for you. Now, again, we'll get into a couple things today, but this week really probably might have been the most staggering week so far, right? Because we've been finding out from the Scriptures that Jesus loves you just as much as the Father loves Him, and He said so in John chapter 15. And then we were looking here at John 17:23 that we found out that the Father loves you just as much as He does Jesus. And if right now you've just tuned in and you heard that and you're thinking, that is crazy, there's no way, all that tells you is you need to, we've gone through it scripture by scripture for weeks now. You need to go to KurtOwen.com. You need to sign up for the podcast. You need to get the daily devotional and allow this to speak to your heart and to your life. Okay? You got to. Okay? Now, again, I hadn't done anything but read the Word. When we looked at John 15 in verse 9, and where Jesus says that He loves us the same way the Father loved Him, all I did was read it. Here in John 17:23, all I'm doing is reading it. I and them and you and me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. That it's exact, you are loved exactly the way that Jesus, the Father loves Jesus. It's the exact same. See, even me, wow. Now, again, we started talking about yesterday that in a one way it made sense because that's what God has demonstrated. He was willing to send Jesus for you, right? So He must love you as much as He loves Jesus. We also saw that you receive everything that Jesus receives. That He sits on the throne, you sit with Him on the throne. He got a crown, you get a crown. He got resurrected, you get resurrected. He got the Holy Spirit, you get the Holy Spirit. He was made a king, you were made a king. He wasn't made a king, He was made the king. He was made the Lord, you were made a Lord. That's the reason He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, anyway. But this is, again, let's look at this as a practical matter. If God loves you this much, do you really think He's going to withhold from you? Do you think about it. The person you're praying to loves you this much. This is the reason, and a lot of times we don't major on this. Go with me to John 20, okay? And this is Jesus has been gone ahead and been sacrificed, right? And in John 20, this is where He's been resurrected, okay? Mary has come to the tomb, and this is where she's, and this is verse 11. Mary stooped down in the tomb weeping, and she wept, and she stooped down and looked into the tomb and saw two angels who were sitting in white, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had laid. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid Him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. When Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Now that's a pretty good question coming from Jesus, because think about it, she is so caught up in her feelings, and there are too many people that do this in life. that get so caught up in our feelings that we're missing Jesus. We're elevating our feelings over our Lord who's right there with us. And so he says, you know, she turns around, she's crying, sees him, she's crying. He's like, what's the matter? And she's like, well, you know, they've taken away my Lord. Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Because if she's seeking him, he's standing right there. And if she's weeping because he's dead, newsflash, he's not. But yet she's so caught up in her problem, she can't see Jesus right there with her. But then this is the message. This is the first message after he is risen from the dead. She, supposing him to be the gardener, said, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. And she says, and Jesus said to her, Mary! I mean, in other words, come on, girl. And she's turned and said to him, Rabboni, which is to say teacher. Now notice, here's the message. Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go and tell my brethren. Now evidently, he had not gone ahead, he hadn't even gone to heaven yet and presented his blood on the mercy seat. But he stopped to make sure that he got this over to her. Now notice this, but go tell my brethren, go to my brethren and say to him, them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Now we're talking about the fact that God loves you just as much as he does Jesus. And so what's the first thing he has Jesus communicate after he comes up out of the grave? He's not just my Father anymore. He's your Father. He's not just my God anymore. He's your God. Now notice something else, the order and placement. He does not put his godhood ahead of his fatherhood. He puts his fatherhood ahead of his godhood. Why? He's wanting you to know you are loved and you are accepted. The very first message when Jesus comes up out of the grave, you have a Father now that loves you. Now, I think it's important to remember, because, you know, all you people who think that the love of God is conditional, all of these people that she's supposed to go tell that they have a Father, all the same Father as Jesus. Remember, God loves you just as much as Jesus. My Father and your Father. What is he doing? He's equating them. He's just as much my Father as he is your Father. How is that possible? Because he loves you just as much as he loves Jesus. And the people that she's being sent to tell, by the way, if you think Jesus has a problem with women in ministry, why is it she chose a woman to go teach men about the gospel? But I digress. Here's the question. Were these brethren sitting in a room somewhere in perfection, waiting to receive the promise? No way. They had betrayed him. They had run off. They had scattered to the wind. Not one of them at his trial stood up and said, it's Jesus. Yeah, he is the wonder worker. No, I've seen his love. Not one of them stood up and spoke on his behalf. And one of the people actually denied him three times. It was to these people, these imperfect men, that he said, go tell my brethren that I, my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Think of it. Don't you see it? These imperfect men had a Father, that the Father loved them just as much as he loved Jesus. And it doesn't stop here. This is one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit. In Romans chapter 8, in about verse 14, makes this statement. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. God does not want you in fear. But you have received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. What spirit did he send you? The Holy Spirit. What is one of the names for the Holy Spirit? The Spirit of adoption. The spirit of adoption, what does that mean? The Spirit was sent to you to make you feel welcome, to make you know that you were wanted, to make you know that you were loved, to the point that to let you know that there was intimacy. The Spirit of adoption, by whom? By this Spirit of adoption, we cry out, Abba, Father. That means Daddy. That's what that means, Daddy. not Father, but Daddy. Intimacy. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if we're children, then we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. In other words, you are loved just like Jesus. You are not a sub-heir. You're not an additional heir. You are a joint heir. Why did the Father send the Holy Spirit to you? One of the very first things, to testify to you that you have been adopted, that you were wanted, that you were loved, and that intimacy was available, so intimate that you could look God in the face and call Him Daddy. That you could cry out. He sent you the Spirit to testify on the inside of you that you are my child, that you're mine. I love you. I want you. I want to do good for you. I desire to bless you. You know, this today is offering day on the broadcast. You know, the person that's asking you to give is not just me. It's your Father, because He loves you and He wants to bless you. But you need to trust in that love, not trust in the money. You know, one of the reasons people hold on to money and they don't give is because they trust the money. I can't afford to give, because if I give, I'll be able to do without. Really? The Father loves you so much, He didn't even spare Jesus. What's He going to withhold from you now? In fact, it goes on a little here down and actually says that. But when you give, you are testifying, I trust God, I don't trust this money. And that opens up the doors in so many areas of your life, because money is consistently and constantly trying to tell us to trust it, that we can't make it without it. I'm telling you today, trust in the Father's love. Will it help the ministry? Absolutely. But it'll help you far more than it ever will us, because it'll open the door for your Father to love you the way He wants to bless you, because you will now trust His love rather than the money, and that will open up avenues of blessing in your life. Why? He loves you, and He wants to bless you. In fact, He loves you just as much as He does Jesus. Do you really think He would withhold Jesus' rent, withhold healing, withhold any sort of blessing at all? The answer is no. Then He won't do it from you, because He loves you the same. Michael's going to tell you how you can give. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
All of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is just so much bigger than any one person. We have done our very best to make giving into the work of this ministry to be simple and easy, as well as rewarding. Simply text the term KOM Partner to the number 44321. Once you do that, you can put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM Partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people all around the world. Kurt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Please know that we will be praying for you to receive the miracle of a hundredfold return on your gift. We urge you to be expecting this. Also, please know that everyone that gives into Kurt Owen Ministries will receive a free gift. You will receive a free download of a dynamic Kurt Owen Ministries conference from earlier this year. The conference is called How to Hear from God Accurately. We urge you to listen to this life-changing conference over and over again. It will be of tremendous help to you in your everyday life. Again, simply text KOM Partner to 44321. Help Kurt Owen change the world. Tune in the same time Monday to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen for a continuation of the teaching, Knowing and Believing the Love of God.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics,